Hello, everyone. I'm Brett McCray on the Northern Ag Network with today's Ag Headlines. Today, the Bureau of Land Management announced its final public lands rule, first proposed last spring after the 90-day comment period and more than 200,000 public comments. BLM has just released its final rule. According to a press release from the agency, the rule applies existing land health fundamentals across BLM programs, establishes restoration and mitigation leases on federal land, and clarifies practices to designate and protect areas of critical environmental concern. Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, who introduced legislation to block the rule last year, says it allows federal bureaucrats to destroy public land users' way of life by subverting the multiple use requirement under the Federal Land Policy Management Act. Barrasso says he will introduce a Congressional Review Act resolution to repeal the rule.
For over 20 years, Amber Waves has been providing quality hopper bins to producers across the region. Hi, Jody Huff here with Amber Waves. We pride ourselves on creating custom, quality bins built right here in America's heartland, Richardton, North Dakota. Our bins can store everything from grain to dry fertilizer, cow cake, distiller's grain, coal, and even frac sand. Built to your specifications, delivered, and set up by our truck drivers. For more information or to find a dealer near you, visit us online at amberwavesinc.com.
Every year, thousands of 4-H youth enroll in animal and crop science projects. They learn their subject while learning responsibility through the lens of safety. A culture of safety teaches youth risk assessment and responsible decision-making, setting the foundation for a lifetime commitment to safety in all aspects of life.
Montana State Fund congratulates all Montana 4-H member spotlight nominees and thanks youth volunteers for helping grow a safer Montana. For safety assessments and other agriculture safety resources, visit safemt.com.
Leaders of the Montana Stock Growers Association are finishing up their time in Washington, D.C. this week at the 2024 Legislative Conference. Ranchers and staff have met with congressional representatives to discuss the issues important to cattlemen and women here in the Treasure State. Last week, I spoke with Second Vice President Turk Stovall in Miles City at the Stock Growers' most recent producer profitability meeting. Turk said this week's meeting with Montana's congressional delegation is crucial for getting action on issues like the death tax, labor challenges, and barriers to entry for young people.
Our staff is already visiting with surrounding state cattle organizations, and there's even some other states saying, hey, we want to do that.
The Montana Stock Growers will release a report on producer profitability at its mid-year meeting in Miles City, May 28th through the 30th. I'm Brett McCray, Northern Ag Network.